I just want to say how much I appreciate all of you. I really do. I'm a blessed pastor, and I know that that week in and week out I stand up here and I preach, but you know, it's so worth it because I see growth in all your lives. Some of us little steps, some of us big leaps, but it's happening, and maybe you don't even realize, but there's growth in your life, and you're showing up here on Sundays, and you're listening to the word, and you're forming community and relationship with each other, because that's what it's about. The church is not a building, it's a community. And coming and being brothers and sisters, and I know maybe you're looking at some people in here and thinking, well, I don't really want them as my brother and sister, but it's too bad. Jesus says you have to, so there. You've got to just do it and ask Jesus to help you work on that, and show love and grace and forgiveness to one another. And that's for me as well, you know. I've done quite well in a year. I haven't actually been grumpy at the church. I've been at home. And that's grace. And I just want to encourage you just to cherish the relationships that you have here. Cherish that this is a family that you belong to. And you know, it's family, it's God. You know, what a better position for us to be in. So I want to encourage you with that. But that's not what I'm here to speak about today. Because while I was away, I had a lot of time to think. Probably way too much time to think. And I was specifically sitting on a rock, looking out at the sea. And it was quite a windy day, and the waves were a bit bigger, and they were crashing. You could actually hear them crashing. And it sort of reminded me about what the sea is like when it's stormy, even though it wasn't a stormy day, but you could still see the strength of the waves, and the water wasn't peaceful and smooth. It was all happening. And I thought of a passage, and I want to speak to you on that passage today. It's just one passage, but there's enough in this passage for us to shake our whole perspective if we open our spiritual ears. Hear it. So I want to go straight to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. The story I find with the stories that we probably tell off by heart, whenever the story is told again and it's presented in the preached word, you suddenly think, gosh, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. And I hope that's what's going to happen for you today. And it reads like this. On that day, when evening had come, he told them, let's cross over to the other side of the sea. And so they left the crowd and took him along, since he was in the boat. Who was in the boat? Do we know? Jesus. A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. It was being swamped with water. And he was in the stern, sleeping in the cushion. So Jesus is like lying in the back there, sleeping. All of this going on. And so they woke him up and they said to him, teacher, don't you care that we are going to die? And he got up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, silence. Be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? And they were terrified. And they asked one another, who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. How's that for a story? How would you feel if you were in that boat at that moment? No. You know, when I read this story, I realize that before the problem even arose, that there was a promise. And I'm going to start right there now with that promise. Jesus says, let's go to the other side. Hold on to that. Let's go to the other side. Not let's try get to the other side, or not we might make it to the other side, or not if the weather holds. But Jesus says, let's go to the other side. Jesus is already saying and speaking a destination before the storm even shows up on the sea. And here's what a lot of people, we misunderstand about our lives. That just because God gave you a word does not mean that you won't face resistance on the way. And some of us thought that the storm meant that we missed God. But no. The storm often shows up because you're exactly where God told you to be. I want us to catch this today. The disciples are not in disobedience, but they're in the middle of obedience. And still, the storm hits. You know, this should free us. This should free us all, because often we blame ourselves for something that is actually happening on part of our journey. The Bible says a great windstorm arose. It didn't send a warning. It didn't wait for a better time. It didn't check the emotional state of the disciples. It just showed up. And that's how life is, isn't it, sometimes? Things just show up. One phone call, one diagnosis at the doctor, one unexpected situation, one moment, and everything with water, and you're going to sink. But the scripture says that the waves were breaking over the boat. Try and picture that right now in your head. The waves were breaking over the boat, meaning that this wasn't just a light little bit of drizzle. This was a severe storm. That this was the kind of storm that made experienced fishermen panic. These were not amateurs, the disciples. They knew about fishing. They knew about water. And yet they were overwhelmed by the situation that they found themselves on that boat on the sea that day. And this tells us something powerful today, that we can be experienced and still feel like we are sinking. That you're struggling with the fact that God feels silent while your situation is just getting worse and worse. And we start saying, God, don't you see this? God, don't you care about me? God, why aren't you doing something? And if we are dead honest today, that's exactly what the disciples were saying. Teacher, don't you care that we are going to die? I want us to notice here what fear does to us. It doesn't just panic about the situation, but it questions the character of God. The disciples didn't say, help us to manage the storm. They said to Jesus, don't you care? Don't you care? And fear will always try to write what we already know. This becomes a real issue. I want us to watch this carefully. Jesus gets up in the boat. And he says, silence. Be still. And immediately everything starts to change. The storm stops and the peace returns. And then Jesus turns to them, face on with the disciples. And this is the moment that cuts deep. Jesus says to the disciples, why Are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Now just wait a minute here. The storm just nearly took them out. And Jesus is asking them about their faith. Because the real issue was never the storm. It's what the storm had revealed to the disciples. I want you to listen very carefully to this. Storms you don't know what you really believe until something really shakes you. And it's easy to say God is good, calm. But what do you say when the waves start to hit your boat? I want to just tell you about the shift that will change everything for you. The disciples are panicking. Everything is out of control, but Jesus is at peace because he knows. Acting like they were alone. How many times we pray and we believe and we say, but the moment the pressure hits, we live like it all depends on. Jesus didn't say, why did the storm happen? He said, why are you afraid? Because faith isn't about avoiding storms. It's about how we respond in the middle of that storm. That you can feel fear and you can still choose faith. Did you know that? Still choose faith. That you can feel overwhelmed, but you can still stand strong. That you can feel like shaking and still refuse to let go of what God has promised and said to you in His Word. Remember the first to the side. That word didn't expire, and over your life doesn't expire in your life. So I want you just to examine yourself when I ask you this question. Who is in your boat? Who is in your this moment by asking, who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. They started the journey knowing Jesus, but they came out of the storm seeing Jesus differently. Because the storms were revealed. That you don't learn that he's that you don't tell you what matters. You to hold on to. answer. But I'm going to give you this truth today. That if Jesus is in your boat, that you might feel like barely holding it together, but the outcome was never in question. Jesus said, we're going to make it to the other side. You see, because they wake Jesus up. But maybe the real issue is that some of us need, because Jesus was never panicking. He was never worried. He was never unsure about. And he's still the same God today. I can testify to that. So here's the question to leave with you today. Are you going to let the storm order? Storm order. The word of God. Has said, even when everything around you is saying the opposite. You see, this wasn't just a message, but this was a reminder that you and I, we're still going. Maybe we need to wake up our faith today. How do we do that? Put Jesus back in. Say to him, the disappointment, body, your flesh. Speak faith. Just keep your eyes on him. He's got you. But you've got to have him in your boat. Let's pray. So Jesus, I want to thank you for this wonderful story. Run off, and we're trying to do it way, and what really should be doing is crying out to you. And step in and sort it out for us. Right now, just say this after me. Say this with after me today, and just say it with me now. Jesus, I invite you. In. Give me life. Now I trust that you're good, that you are faithful. That it just takes one from you, Jesus, and this, the cost return. That's holding me back today. That I will get to the other side. Not in my strength. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.